Thank you, Sam. Our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording begins with a furniture shop opening in the city's prettiest retail spot. A new furniture company is set to move into the city's prettiest arcade later this year. Norwich man Oliver Bond will be opening the first store of Holbrook Sofa Company in the Royal Arcade in October. Oliver has run My Sofa Covers, an upholstery business, for the last 8 years, but has decided to venture into handmade sofas, which he will sell at a unit in the historic arcade. The sofas, which are made at a workshop in Brook, near the city, are built to last, using beech and birch hardwood frames. Oliver said, "We knew we wanted a retail space to showcase our sofas properly. Our sofas are large purchase items, so we needed a place that customers could visit to try out the products in person before committing to a purchase." His store will be moving into the unit where eVelo used to operate until it closed earlier this year. The Royal Arcade, home to a mixture of independent retailers, from a gin academy to a vintage fashion shop, was recently ranked one of the prettiest shopping arcades in the country by The Times.
South Norfolk and Broadland District Councils are warning postal voters to reapply or risk losing their voting rights. Anyone who applied before October the 31st, 2023 needs to reapply by January the 31st, 2026 to continue voting by post in the May 2026 elections due to changes in electoral law introduced by the Elections Act 2022. Trevor Holden, the council's managing director, said reapplying is quick and easy. He said, "We're encouraging all affected postal voters to reapply as early as possible to avoid any disruption. If your postal vote is affected, we'll contact you directly, so please keep an eye out for your reapplication letter and respond promptly. Reapplying is quick and easy and ensures you can continue voting securely from the comfort of your home. Residents should expect to see emails from elections.at.south.norfolk.and.broadland@notifications.service.gov.uk or a letter if no email address is registered. The changes across both districts mean anyone who fails to meet the deadline will have their postal vote revoked and will need to vote in person with accepted photo ID. Residents can find guidance on reapplication at southnorfolk.gov.uk/council/elections/postal-vote-re-applications-2025-2026.
The world's leading provider of helicopter transportation has ceased operating out of Norwich Airport after losing a major contract to a competitor. Bristow, a global aviation firm providing helicopters for offshore energy, search and rescue services, and government aircraft support, has ended operations from the city's airport following the conclusion of customer contracts. It comes after Bond Helicopters entered a 5-year offshore support contract with oil and gas company Perenco, taking over the contract from Bristow. Bond's helicopters are now stationed at Norwich Airport, with the company picking up the services previously provided by Bristow. A Bristow spokesperson said, "Where possible, affected staff have been reassigned to other roles within the group."
more than 9 in 10 business owners in the east of England feel confident about their growth prospects in 2025, new research has revealed. Despite 6 months of tax hikes and economic headwinds, 93% of private businesses in the region believe they can deliver growth this year, according to the global accounting firm KPMG's mid-year Private Enterprise Barometer check-in. Business leaders in the East say diversification is a key to unlocking growth, with nearly three-quarters, 71%, set to expand their service offering. However, inflation remained a concern for almost half of the businesses, followed by the prospect of more tax rises in the upcoming autumn budget. Earlier this year, KPMG unveiled its first ever private enterprise barometer, an annual survey of 1,500 privately owned businesses across various industries, including 144 in the east of England.
Diggers have been spotted at a site earmarked for dozens of homes after the property lay neglected for years. The construction machinery was seen last week when a heavy goods vehicle brought in a container onto the Old Ferryboat Inn site on King Street. The patch of land has been allocated for 41 homes, which are being developed by Estate Education. But work died down after the developers broke ground on the site in January 2021. Ben Smith, chief investor of Estate Education, said work on the development will continue and the company is committed to finishing the job. He said the delay in progress at the former Ferryboat Inn site was due to an issue with the funding behind the project, which has now been resolved.
Three charity workers are set to tackle the UK's three highest peaks. Vision Norfolk's Chief Executive Andrew Mortar, Deputy Chief Executive and Services Manager Barbara Dunn, and Leisure Activities Coordinator Helen King will take on the Three Peaks Challenge next month to raise money for the charity's 220th year. This will involve them climbing England, Scotland and Wales's highest mountains, Ben Nevis, 4,413 feet, Snowdon, 3,560 feet, and Scarfell Pike, 3,209 feet. As part of the charity's 220 challenge, the group will also climb each mountain in 220 minutes. This is part of efforts to raise £220,000 for people in Norfolk with sight loss. The group hopes to raise £2,200.
We've now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.